Hi there. The word for you today is playing the lesser part. In Philippians 2 verse 3, reading from the Message, Paul writes, "Put yourself aside and help others get ahead." Frances Green was an elderly lady living on a pension. Every year she sent $1 to the Republican National Convention. One day she received an invitation to meet President Reagan. Not realizing the RSVP should include a generous donation, she scraped up every cent she had and took a 4-day train ride across America. She slept sitting up because she couldn't afford a sleeper. And when she finally arrived at the White House and found that her name wasn't even on the guest list, she was heartbroken. Overhearing her story, a Ford Motor executive contacted a presidential aide and got clearance to give Frances a tour and introduce her to the president the next day. But following morning, there was a military uprising overseas and the president was in high-level meetings. When Frances showed up at the White House, the executive showed her around and walked her past the Oval Office, hoping she'd at least get a glimpse of the president. Well, as they walked by, President Reagan looked up from his desk and suddenly announced, "Frances." Those darn computers fouled up again. If I'd known you were coming, I'd have come out to get you myself. Well, the little woman from California had nothing to give the president that day, but there was something he could give her. So he made time for her in his busy schedule. And the simple point to all this is what Paul's making when he writes, "Don't push your way to the front. Put yourself aside and help others get ahead." In other words, be willing to play second fiddle. Remind yourself that God sees, God evaluates, and God will reward. So the word for you today is, go out of your way to help somebody.